Blog Talk Radio.
I'm brand new. This is Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we are here live in the studio, praise the Lamb of God, on Testimony Tuesday. And it is some things that we need to testify about. I tell you, the Lord is good, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and his manifold blessings. I hope and pray that this little delay, praise the Lamb, these couple of minutes didn't hinder you, praise the Lamb of God, from chiming in today. Call in today at error code 646-564-9818 and be a part of our live studio. Error code 646-564-9818 and be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. Today is our Testimony Tuesday, and this is also our week, praise the Lamb of God, of promotion, of promoting this program, praise the Lamb of God, through our membership and those who come on the show today. So as you're coming on the show today, invite a friend, invite a neighbor, share with somebody new Take a copy of Praise the Lamb of God off of our Facebook page or our Twitter page and repost it, Praise the Lamb, on your page, and invite somebody into the show so that they can reap the benefits. I see my daughter Sylvia is in queue. Praise the Lamb of God. Hey, Sylvia, how you doing today? Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, she ain't pushed one yet on the dial, but I'm sure she will be in a minute here. Oh, my goodness, where is my intercessors and stuff at today? Praise God. Oh, boy, what an exciting time. What an exciting week that we have had, praise the Lamb of God. Those of us who journeyed on last week to the sanctuary, praise the Lamb of God. I am still, Sylvia, sailing on the sanctuary cloud. I'm still sailing on the sanctuary cloud. How you doing, Sylvia?
I am fine. I am good.
You're Big Papa missing you. I'm missing my daughter. I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to get you back here again. We got to bring you back, praise the Lord. The church is growing. Members are coming out the woodwork. And we just thank and praise God for that. And we're going to have to let you come back and slay us again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. I am so excited about my Sylvia. Sylvia, tell me. Sylvia, do you know, Sylvia, it flooded here yesterday. Yeah. It rained in a matter of hours. 8 to 10 inches of rain where I live in a matter of hours. And cars were floating and stuff. We have never seen nothing like that around Detroit since I've been here. And I've been here almost 30 years.
Jesus.
And never seen no rain like that. Hallelujah. Now, Silver, a couple of weeks ago, I told them God was coming in the water.
Yes, you did.
They didn't listen to me.
Yes,
I told
did.
Them God was coming in the water. I don't play the lottery, Sylvia, but it came out in the lottery the next day, in the morning and the evening, the people came around and told me.
Gee.
Hello, Lightbug.
Yes, we had
that
it here,
the water
here
came
too.
Out. My God, my God. They will not hear the man of God to save their life. I don't know what's wrong with them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I told him he was coming in the water.
Amen.
And I'd be darned if he didn't come in the water. Praise the Lamb of God. And the water is still running. The water is still running. Praise the Lamb of God. There's still a water watch right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because of the extent of this rain. And they believe it's going to rain again this afternoon. Praise the Lamb. But it's moving to the northeast now, Sylvia. It looks like it's coming your way. I know it's supposed to hit New York. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So be careful, be careful, be careful. Hallelujah. Boy, I just love this. You know, my daughter, she calls in on the phone when I'm on the radio and love like she don't know where her daddy at. Hi, Angel.
Hi.
Say hi to Radio Land, Angel. They all listening to you.
Hi, Radio Land. I was asked to call you at 11:59. I'm just getting
That wasn't no 11:59 when I text you. Don't you play that. See that? How my daughter do me, Sylvia. Sylvia, I'm gonna send you down to Sylvia. I'm going to send you all the way down to Sylvia. Down, what were you at, Sylvia? Down there up there in Carolina, yeah, and Raleigh
Sylvia
over there.
Love.
Sylvia, love you. What?
Yeah.
I'm tired of all y'all stealing my children, my daughters, and all of that. What's wrong with you? That's my daughter. Sylvia, my daughter. That's all right. Let me get somebody on my side. Prophet Daryl.
What up, Apostle?
Prophet Daryl, they double-teaming me, Prophet Daryl. I need your help. And I know you ain't going to go against Angel because you soft. Come on, Prophet Daryl. See, he don't do nothing but laugh. He don't say nothing against Angel.
Hi, Prophet Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
How are Angel?
This is a mess in motion right here. Praise the Lamb of God. And if Bertha think I'm going to open her mic, she out of her mind. because I know what she finna do. No, it ain't going down like that today, people of God. Hallelujah. California, Indiana, Chicago, Atlanta, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, New York. Mike Shakespeare is on the air. Y'all better come on in here. I got something to tell y'all today. We got some things to talk about, praise the Lamb of God, about what God is doing in this season. My goodness gracious. Prophet Detroit ain't never seen so much water at one time. It made a duck stay in the house, I'm telling you. A duck stayed in the house yesterday, I promise you. Man, cars was floating. People missing. Some of everything was going on. Praise the Lord. And they talking about it today, too, Angel. We got to make a decision on tonight because they said that around 6 o'clock the storm was just supposed to start up again. Praise the Lord.
That's why I was calling you.
Yeah, we're praying over that, what to do. I think we need to just cancel that and just to be on the safe side. All this water that's moving, there's still viaducts and stuff, there's still road closed. They shut down the freeways and everything was shut down last night. I tell you, praise the Lord, I've been here 30 years and I ain't never seen no water like this. I've been here 30 years and I have never seen water like this before. Now, Bertha, what Bertha at? Now, Bertha, I'm going to open Bertha's mic. I pray the only thing Prophet Darrell was on, but Bertha and I was on. Bertha, do you remember me telling you said the water, and then I told them that God was coming in the water.
Yes, you did.
Yes. Bertha saw the water. She said, I see water.
Yes, God.
That was Bertha.
Yes,
no. And then she said, and Prophet is going, when he's talking, he's going to confirm this. And I'm sitting here and I said, now why she gonna say I'm gonna confirm it? I don't see no water. And I blinked my eyes. And all I saw was running water, rushing, running water. I said, good. Look her here. And the Lord said, tell them I'm coming in the water. And I told them, praise the Lamb of God. Water came out in the lottery that Saturday morning and or afternoon and that night. Right here in Detroit. People call me, you said water was coming. I said, Lord have mercy. I told them it was coming again. It came again. It's coming again. I'm telling you now. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's all I'm going to say. Got nothing else to say. I don't give out lottery numbers.
No, we don't.
That's not what I'm about.
But
I'm telling you now, the water coming again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As sure as I be a prophet. I said, as sure as I be a prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's Testimony Tuesday. Praise God. We are here. This is our promotion. Our promotion week. People of God, all of you, praise the Lamb of God. It's your responsibility to help us promote the show by pasting it on your Facebook page, praise the Lamb of God, inviting people this week on the show who have never been invited on before. Find you five people. Invite them on the show this week, praise the Lamb of God. It's not just going to happen by itself. We must make these things happen. We must turn over, praise the Lamb of God, so our ratings can continuously to go up. They're getting a little stagnant now, praise the Lamb of God, and it's because we're not advertising properly, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. So I'm asking you to be a marketing person for us this week, praise the Lamb of God, as we lift up the name of Jesus. And y'all know that's what we do here. We lift up the name of Jesus on this airway, praise God. Bertha's daughter-in-law was missing for a while last night. Our daughter-in-law, Kimberly, was missing for some hours last night, and both of them showed up right around the same time. But the intercessors, that we didn't put it on the page, we were in the back office, and the saints went to praying. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. The praying. And God showed up and brought them daughters on in, praise God. And we praise God. Lord, that can be kind of spooky to you when one of them disappear like that, praise God. And yeah, praise God. Oh, how I love Jesus today. I just love him. I love him. I love him. Let me just, I'm scared to mention this because Prophet Darrell on the phone, Angel. How did we enjoy the sanctuary?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
still enjoying it.
Talk about it.
Angel.
Still enjoying it.
That's what I still enjoying it. Go ahead and talk, Prophet Darrell. I'm sorry.
You know, Apostle, it just seemed like ever since I came back, and you said it out of your mouth, that the enemy was going to try us. We haven't I haven't even left Plano yet, and the enemy started cutting up. You know, and, you know, because my family reunion was that Friday, you know.
Right.
And I began to pray, and, oh, my God, we had a beautiful time out there at that park. Could nobody cut up. Could nobody do nothing. And it was always in me so strong. And I was wrong. Is everything all right? All is well. And, you know, it was just so, oh, my God, I can't even explain it. How God is just moving by his power, how the glory of the Lord is just, oh, my aspect of everything. I've just been telling so many people about the sanctuary. I even went back and told my pastor, I've been telling so many people about the sanctuary that they need to go, amen, and I'm telling
some time
you,
would go.
It would never be the same.
My God, I tell you, it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. Boy, oh boy. I don't know if the last night was the best night or the night before. Man, oh man, but when God broke, he broke me down and took me back down memory lane. Sylvia, I'm telling you, daughter, Sylvia, I'm glad you wasn't there because your birthday going to tell you anyway. Your daddy was wailing and crying and hollering. They say I woke up the whole house.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
The Lord took me down memory lane, Sylvia, and started showing me all of the incidents in my life that had caused me to carry. Watch this now. The spirit of infirmity. I was in Bethesda carrying a spirit of infirmity. Ever since I was a kid, I've been in and out of the hospitals, all that kind of stuff. And not knowing to me, praise the Lamb of God. Woo! My God, he started breaking me down, stuff I had to let go of, some hidden stuff that was in my secret. Parts. My. Woo-wee. But let me tell y'all something. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling. Oh, my Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus. I'm telling you, it's something going on the inside, working on the outside here. Praise the Lamb of God. And God did some purging and just did some stuff in me. I'm talking about in my natural body, too, that I really couldn't explain. I had been telling Angel about it. What God, I don't know what he's doing. Hallelujah. But I promise you this. I feel better, so much better, since I lay my burden's down. Abdel don't know that one, Angel. That's that go back for his time. He don't know nothing about that kind of singing right there. He was over in the Baptist church when I was over in the church. Over the Sanctified Church. See, I was in Sanctified Church then. Yeah, my burden's down, Lord. Or they used to sing that, let's go to dancing right away, just right away.
It did.
A whole lot of cursing and high-fiving. They just went to dancing right away. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But people of God, listen, we're going to plan another trip. I'm going back. I talked to Apostle Ewing, and I talked to a daughter, and they asked me to plan another trip. Praise the Lamb of God to go back. I want to try to go back, praise the Lamb of God, right behind. I think that would be so awesome right behind the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, if we could go back, some of us and those who have not been, especially that would like to go. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful time. I don't know. We're going to work something out. I want people to experience what Prophet Daryl and Bertha and those that went with us, praise the Lamb of God, experienced. My granddaughter, praise the Lamb, Shatwan. Oh, my goodness, who else was with us? Living Victoriously was with us, praise God. Oh, my goodness, Carolyn and her two friends, Brenda and Gwen, who I went to school with Gwen. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful time. What a wonderful fellowship we had when we did get together and go out and eat. We had such a wonderful fellowship. But no fussing and fighting that I know of. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it was just a sweet time that we had. Pastor Lionel was with us, Lionel McGee, and Life Transformation. There for him in Calvary, praise the Lamb of God. He was in a room called Calvary. Hallelujah. You know, ain't nothing to do in there but die. Praise the Lamb of God. That's all. When you go in there, that's all you can say is it's over. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Jesus already died, so he ain't going to die in there. The Lord ain't going to die in there. So somebody else must be going in there to die. Hallelujah. To give and surrender themselves. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, to surrender themselves. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, what a time we had. People, this is Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we are here with PSM Live Prophetic Perspectives. Yes, and the number, call-in number is area code 646-564-9818. This is our promotion week out of the month. I want you, praise the Lamb of God, to post, to inbox, to invite, to tweet, to share. Praise the Lamb of God. And invite people on the show to come and hear the show and come on and talk with us, praise the Lamb of God, as we discuss some prophetic things. Today, we're going to be talking about prophetic favor. Did y'all hear what I said? Today, we're going to be prophetic favor, praise the Lamb of God, and how God places that upon you, and then what we have to go through to get to God, my goodness, what God wants us to do and what he wants to give us. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, ooh, I tell you, you're going to be excited about that in a few minutes. Praise the Lamb of God as we enter into that. But now we're going to go into our prayer mode. Hallelujah. For those of you who need prayer, I'm praying for you. People of God, when I say I'm praying for you, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for PSM. I'm praying for TCA. I'm praying for you who inbox me and say, Prophet, pray for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I'm praying that God would increase you. I'm praying that God will heal and deliver and set you free. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm praying. I'm ministering more now to more individuals than I ever have on telephone. Praise the Lamb of God. Inboxes. I'm ministering as much as I can to people, trying to get people out of the rut, praise the Lamb of God, of complacency and procrastination and allowing the enemy to set them back. That's a setup for your failure, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But the God we serve is a God of another chance. Hallelujah. And we offer that to you today. Somebody, praise the Lamb of God, you need God as a healer. I want you to know, while I was in Bethesda, praise the Lamb of God, that God revealed that he is still a healer. that it wasn't the pool. It wasn't Bethesda. It was Jesus that walked up on the bank and said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" Hallelujah. Grab that man's hand and said, "Rise up. Take up your bed and walk." Hallelujah. And immediately entered into his body. Praise the Lamb of God. If you will trust God today, God can heal you. God can heal you. I said God can heal you right where you are can be Bethesda for you. Praise the Lamb of God, because God is everywhere and he's able to manifest his presence right there where you are. Praise the Lamb of God. My daughter Sylvia is coming. Praise the Lamb. Those of you that's in convalescent homes, those of you that's experiencing this traumatic weather, praise the Lamb of God, and you're fearful and don't know what you're going to do, your basement's flooded, praise the Lamb of God. You're washed out, but I want you to know you're not washed up. Hallelujah, Jeez. Because God has something even better. God has another place. God has new furniture. Yes, he does, praise the Lamb of God. God has for you what nobody else has, and that is divine love. Hallelujah, and he loves you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, daughter. Take us to the King like nobody can but Sylvia. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we glorify you, God. We exalt your name on today, God. We thank you for this known like you. We thank you, God, that you're holy, God. You're righteous, God. You're forgiving, God. You are our peace, God. You are our joy, God. Everything that we need, God, your hands provide, God. Thank you, Lord, for being our source, God. Thank you, Lord, for being our way maker, God, for being our strength, oh, God. Oh, God, for being our fortress, oh, God, our strong tower, God, our refuge, God. Thank you, Lord, God. Forgive us, God, for our sins, God. Forgive us, God, for being slack, God. Forgive us for walking in disobedience, God. Forgive us, God, for exalting self, God. Forgive us, God, oh, God, for looking to others, oh, God, instead of looking to you, oh, God. Forgive us, God, oh, God, for being negative, oh, God, for whining and complaining, God. Forgive us, God, creating us, God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit, God, that we can continue to stand on your word and trust you, oh, God, that we can continue, God, to hear your still, small voice, oh, God, oh, God, that we have eyes to see, oh, God, and hearts, oh, God, to love, oh, God, compassion for your people, oh, God, that we love, oh, God, as you love, God, that we forgive as you forgive, God. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord, God, for those that are sick, oh, God, in homes, oh, God, those in hospice, oh, God. Oh, God, touch their ailing bodies, oh, God, and heal them, God. You're still in the healing business, God. You still rule and reign forever, God. Oh, God, your kingdom is forever, God. Oh, God, dispatch their ministering angels, God, to minister to their needs, oh, God. Oh, Father, the drugs, let it do only, God, what it was created to do, God. Let there not be any side effects, oh, God, anything that would cause them harm or danger, oh, God. But, God, protect them, God, even, oh, God, on their sick beds, God. Begin, God, to raise them up in their spirit, man, God. Begin, God, to embrace them with your love, oh, God. Begin, God, to whisper in their ears, God, that you still love them, God, that your love is an everlasting love, God. Those, oh, God, in the system, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for protecting them, God. Thank you, Lord, God, that they're not in their graves, oh, God, but they have a chance, oh, God, to repent, oh, God, a chance to return, oh, God, unto you, oh, God. Draw them by your spirit, oh, God, that they may know you for themselves, oh, God. Those that are sick and troubled in their spirit, God, troubled in their minds, oh, God. We speak peace to their minds today, oh, God, peace to troubled hearts today, oh, God. Your peace, God, that surpasses all understanding, oh, God. Father, we thank you right now, God, for your children, oh, God. As they're getting ready to go back to school, oh, God. Oh, God, dispatch your angels, God, to go inform, God. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus, God, over each child, oh, God, each bus driver, God, each school attendant, God, each faculty member, God. We plead the blood over each school, oh, God. Oh, Father, we tear down every wall, oh, God, that the enemy has built up against your children, God. Spirit of depression, God. spirit of low self-esteem,
yes,
oh God.
Lord.
Spirit of lack, oh God. Spirit of disobedience, oh God. We cut it off at the head, oh God, and
yes,
send it
Lord.
To a dry and barren place, oh God,
yes.
and fill it in the name of Jesus, God. Your
yes,
children
Lord.
Shall know who they are, God. They are kings of a king, oh Lord.
Oh, yes,
oh God, they're
God.
Sons and daughters of the Most High God. Oh God, they
yes,
shall walk
Lord.
In obedience, oh God. They shall walk in love and order, oh God. Father,
oh,
they
yes,
shall be blessed, oh God, with whatever
Lord.
They put their hands to, God.
Jesus,
shall prosper,
Jesus.
Oh God. Oh God, let them fall in love with you, Lord,
oh,
that
yes,
you are
Lord.
Their first love, oh God. Oh Lord, that they walk committed and holy before you,
yes,
oh God.
Jesus.
Be a wall of fire around them, God, as they come and as they go, God, even in their neighborhoods, God, even on the college campuses, God.
Yes.
Oh God, dispatch your angels now,
yes.
God. Oh God,
yes.
the warring angels to send warring on their behalf, God. The blood is against the enemy, oh God, and no longer can he have your children, oh God. We claim them for the kingdom, God. Oh, glory be to your name, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Each child, name by name, God.
Yes.
We claim them
yes.
for the kingdom, God. Raise them up, oh God, to serve you, oh God, as your evangelist, God, as your prophet, God, as your prophetess, God. Oh God, as your mighty men and mighty women of
God,
we thank you right now, God, for order in your homes, oh God, that your men, oh God, and your women will be women and men of virtue, oh God. Oh God, that we'll be mighty, oh God, that we'll be the example, oh God, that we'll take it back by force, oh God, everything that the enemy has come to steal, God, kill and destroy, God. God, we stand rooted and grounded in your word, oh God, that victory belongs to us, God, that you have given us the authority and the
yes.
dominion, God, to rule and reign on this earth, God. So, Father, we decree and declare, Lord, that your will, God, be done on earth, Father, as it is in heaven, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory, God. Hallelujah. Bless you, God. Bless you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All we give you. All we give you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the name
of God. Hallelujah.
Unto the Lord our God. Is and was and is yet. Hallelujah. Yes, God. We love you. We love
you. My soul.
We magnify your name.
My God. Wonderful God. Wonderful God. Praise the Lamb of God. This is Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're here with my co-host, Prophet Daryl Saunders, and Bertha Pruitt. Praise the Lamb of God, and my daughter, hallelujah, out of Carolina there. Praise the Lamb of God, out of Raleigh area. Praise the Lamb. Sylvia, Evangelist Sylvia. Oh, she is a wonderful Sylvia Aiken. Praise the Lamb of God. You all need to hear this girl get down with that preaching. She can preach that word. I tell you. Praise God. She's a reacher preacher. Yes, she can. I put my daughters up. Everybody, praise God. Stand them up there. Put a quarter in them. Wind them up and watch and see what happens. The Holy Ghost take over. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise God. Prophet Daryl is with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Daryl, you know, the Lord is doing so much for us in this season, praise the Lamb of God. And I was really overly enthused at, praise the Lamb of God, how God is doing what he does. Y'all know I always say, watch do what he do. But doing what he does, and I wanted to bring discussion, praise the Lamb of God, today, Prophet Daryl, Bertha, Sylvia, you guys, and those of you that's listening to us, praise God, you can come right. Oh, what a time we had. I can't omit that. What a time we had with my friend and brother, praise the Lamb of God, Pastor Richard Brown, in their new location, there on Air Road in Toledo, Ohio, on Sunday morning. Praise the Lamb of God at 11 o'clock hour. That was just a wonderful, wonderful time for us. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful time we had with him. Hallelujah. Then we came on back to the Truth Church, had a wonderful time. Praise the Lamb up there. Then by the time I got home, had a private service here now. My goodness. Just me and the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Then Gabby came over and spent the night with me and shared all day yesterday with me. And now you know that's always a treat to have that little princess of an angel around you. Praise God. So we thank God for that wonderful, wonderful Monday. Praise God. And now we're into the week here in our broadcast. Praise the Lord. And I just want the people of God to know today that wrapped up in our promise, praise the Lamb of God. And this is what I'm very serious about this, people of God. And you may want to get a pen or something, or your notepad or something, while I'm giving some preliminaries here, because I'm going to give you a few points that may help you to, praise the Lamb of God, get beyond the hysteria and the fears and complications that come with, praise the Lamb of God, your promises. Because when God gives us, praise the Lamb of God, our promise, there's also, praise the Lamb of God, some work that has to be done upon us, praise the Lamb of God, to position us that we can handle, have, possess, praise the Lamb of God, and yet God will get the glory out of it, because even though the promise is for you and upon you, it's still for God's glory. And I think many times, Prophet Dale, we miss that. We miss that little piece, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I think many have missed that, that God did it not so that you can look good so much and all of that. Yeah, he restores, he vindicates, and what have you. But at the same time, he does it for his glory. Praise the Lamb of God. And what we should be trying to find out is how much glory can we fit into our story so that God can really be glorified. Hallelujah. How much glory can we fit in that story? Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And if anybody got testimony, you can just say, I got to tell it, and you'll hear. You can push one on your dial wherever you are. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know God has worked a lot of things out for a lot of people that they share in the back office, and then they don't come on the show and share it, but as God will have it be. I just want to deal with this, praise the Lamb of God, because I saw this in Scripture, and it excited me, praise the Lamb of God, and I said, I got to talk about this so that we can see what God can do if we allow him to, and we are aware, praise the Lamb of God, that the hand of the Lord is upon us. Praise the Lamb of God. I think, Prophet Darrell, really, I think, Bertha, that there are too many, for the lack of a better term, and not saying it strongly, but schizophrenic believers that they don't know whether God's hand on them or not.
That's right. Yeah.
One minute they super saved, and the next minute they are confused about purpose, destiny. Hello, light bulbs.
You tell me that's wrong.
Yeah, they confused. You know what I'm talking about, Prophet Darrell. One minute they walking around with a title, and the next minute, you know, and it's a strange. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I got an announcement. Wait a minute. The Lord's speaking. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, Lord, have your way. It's your show. It's not mine.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. The Lord's speaking. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Woo! The Lord said to tell the people I'm coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And tell them, forget not my words. Hallelujah, that I've spoken unto you concerning my coming, my visitations. Hallelujah, that I was coming to city to city. I'm coming, saith the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm coming. And I have on war clothes, saith the Lamb. Hallelujah. Tell them not to forget that I promised them that it will not come nigh them. I promised them, hallelujah, that I would keep them and I will keep their loved ones, saith the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb. But tell them, I am coming, saith the Lamb of God. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed
you,
be the
Jesus.
Name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
You,
oh, boy, that was breaking news. Hallelujah. That's
hallelujah.
Hey, when the Lord speak, I let him speak. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
I'm coming,
Jesus.
Lord. I'm coming.
Yes.
I'm coming, says Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise
Lord.
The Lamb. Get ready for his move. Wherever you are, get ready for his move. Praise the Lamb of God. But know you covered. Know you covered in the blood
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Know the blood. That's on the doorpost. Cause the death angel to fly over you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And this is just what we're talking about here. Praise the Lamb. Things got to be solid in your faith. And in this season, we got to know our God. Hallelujah. The Lamb of God. You got to know your God in this season.
Yes, Lord.
And be acquainted with him. Be close
Jesus.
To him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Some of us, God has just passed us under the umbrella, and we don't even know it. Praise the Lamb of
Thank
God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Lord
you,
Jesus,
God.
Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see. Let
Thank
me see. Got
you,
another caller here. Hallelujah. Error code 630.
Hello.
How you doing, granddaughter?
I'm doing wonderful this morning.
Wonderful, wonderful. Praise God. Ooh-wee. My goodness gracious.
I hear that fire this morning.
So what now?
I hear that fire going this morning.
Yeah, that fire is going. Praise the Lamb of God. God is moving by his spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As we try to get in this thing good. Hallelujah. Error code 985. Your mic high. Who's calling?
Hello, Prophet. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. Margie, how you doing there, girl?
I am coming out. I am being restored, but you just blessed me with that word because in my spirit, as I prayed this last month, God kept telling me, the Spirit of the Lord kept saying, will you be ready when I
My God, my God.
I just spoke that to my sister today, this morning. When I told her, I said, I pray hard for everyone. I said, but the Lord has taken me back a moment to rest and to watch because he said, your prayers have already gone up. It is now time
yes.
for me to move because the glory, like you said, belongs to him. And I desire so bad to go to that gathering, to go to that sanctuary, but the Lord said, I will show you my hand. If you trust me, and Prophet, every Monday night, my husband had to go to the emergency room with a reaction to the case he was taking. Every Monday.
Every Monday.
He said, if you had not been here to recognize this was not of me, fear would have set in your family. And what would you have found when I said, trust me, you will be in my presence, you will know me, and I will answer you. Because every
yes, Lord.
Saturday, I was going to pray for someone at the hospital, not me by myself, but with someone else. But what God was saying is there's work to do, and I need you to know that I'm still with you. You're not alone.
My God, my God. Hallelujah. Well, I thank you for that.
Said it this morning.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Will we be ready when he comes? My husband got his results yesterday from all the tests they were running, and the lady said, the doctor said, there is nothing here. You have a clean bill of health. It is done.
Look at God. Look at God.
Now,
hallelujah.
I was supposed to go with him, but I couldn't go with him yesterday. The only day that I could not go, the only Monday, remember I said every Monday. This
yeah.
was the Monday I could not go.
My God. Hallelujah.
So
but a clean bill of health.
A clean bill of health.
Lord Jesus. My God, my God, my God. I just told them that God is in the healing business. He is still.
Yes,
all right.
Yes, he is.
Finished telling them while I was in the pool of Bethesda.
Yes.
The Lord told me while I was in Bethesda in that room, the Lord told me, I am healing. I am not a healer. I am healing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I am the healing. I'm the balm.
I am the healing.
I am the balm. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Anchor your faith in his promises. Anchor your faith in his promises, and you shall see what he promised you. And that's an individual.
He will manifest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The kind of God we serve. Mar, did you sound good? I'm excited for you. God is setting it up for your future. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm excited for your husband. Praise the Lamb and the party play as he be able to testify himself about the goodness of God, about the goodness of God and what God has done. And God is working on these men, praise the Lamb of God. You all are not know.
Hallelujah.
A lot of men are being healed. God is, a lot of men falling sick. A lot of men are being healed because God is restoring men, praise the Lamb of God. And he's making them call his name. He's making them call on his name now, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's going to return back to the fold. Just watch what I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's a divine setup. Hallelujah. Yeah. They're going to walk in. They're going to get up on Sunday mornings and put on their clothes and say, I'm going to church with you. When they say of the goodness and all he has done for them, their soul will cry out, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And some of you have been praying for your salvation and your son's salvation and all that, and God is going to bring them to a place they got to cry out.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
That man laid at that pool 38 years. 38 years he was laying.
Hallelujah.
38 years.
Oh, my Lord.
38 years. Lamb of God.
Yes,
some of our men been just broken just that long.
Yes, Lord.
Broken. Spirits broke. Palaces of the mind, the heart, the spirit. Hallelujah. They can't rise. They can't take their rightful place.
And they
got a chip and a grudge saying, when it's time, nobody will help me. Hallelujah. Jesus is crying out, do you really want to be? Do you really want this?
Do you really
want to
be healed?
You want to be made whole.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. He's doing a wonderful work. He's doing a wonderful work. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, let me... something. There's warring angels. that's battling in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, they are.
Y'all better listen to the prophet today. There's warning.
Yes,
there's war in the spirit. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
even with
are.
This Israel crisis and all
Lord,
of that, and Hamas and all that over in Iraq and all of that, there's a warring angels. There's a spiritual war going on. You better listen to me.
Yes,
hallelujah. Lord, the Lord just told us he coming, and he says,
yes,
and I have my war clothes on.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Jesus.
Some angels don't be warned in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Even back to the days of Daniel. When the angel shows up, Gabriel said, I was held up.
Yes,
I've been fighting alongside the Prince of Persia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been fighting alongside the Prince of Persia that he can win the battle. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes,
hallelujah.
God. And I was held up from bringing you this message. There's a spiritual war going on that helps gain your victory in the physical war. If the demons get loose, hallelujah, in your situation, you'll fail.
Hallelujah.
God's got a war against some spirits that come against you. You can't war against them. But he got angels all around us. Hallelujah. Like the mountains surround Jerusalem. Hey, God. Open their eyes and let them see, Father. Let them see, God. Divine protection all around us.
Yes,
it is. Praise the Lamb of God. Because that's the kind of God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because we wrestle not with flesh and blood.
Come on,
principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, you take on you the whole arm of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, my goodness gracious.
Hallelujah.
God, shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Put on the breastplate. Hallelujah, righteousness, the helmet of salvation. Sword of the Spirit in your hand. Praying always. Hallelujah, in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lamb of God. And watch the victory. Watch the victory. Watch your victories. Hallelujah. One behind another.
Yes,
God.
Hallelujah.
God, our God is awesome. Our God, and you know what? He's awesome all by himself. Praise the Lamb of God. I like to hear Prophet Darrell say it all the time. You know, Robert, he tell me, Apostle, God is awesome. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Where is my water bottle? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God is doing so much. People of God, if you knew how much behind the scenes God was doing for you, it would blow your mind. If you could really put on your 3D glass and see the angels walking around you. Standing at the door, watching you go in and out. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Unsparrow-minded people believe this kind of. They don't believe that the angels is home, and they don't believe the angel is in your car with you. They don't believe that. Angel is near, they appear. Hallelujah. And sometimes you can't see them, but the man who's about to rob and rape you see him. Y'all not listening. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our God is an
awesome.
Ain't nothing my God can't do. Find what he can't do, show it to me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nothing, my God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hey, praise the Lamb of God. Now, people of God, I want to share. Wait a minute, we got another caller. Now, this Testimony Tuesday, and that Margie then gave a testimony, praise the Lamb of God, about a healing, complete wholeness of her husband. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Complete wholeness. Testimony.
Oh,
praise the Lamb of God. Marge, I'm so happy. I'm so excited for it.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, God. God said he would, and he did what he said he was going to do. Prophet Dale, watch him do what he do. Margie, that's my word now. Watch him do what he do.
Yes, sir. Watch him.
Oh, God. Just watch. Erico 818, Testimony Tuesday. Your mic is hot. Come on, talk to me. Erico 818, California. Is this Cammy or Bobo, somebody?
Thank you, Jesus.
Erico 818.
Jesus.
I'm not getting an answer from you. 322-88-818 Erico.
Yes.
They're not saying anything.
Oh,
Jesus. All right, you're going to have to call back in, 818. Praise the Lord. If you want to say something, you're going to have to call back in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, what an exciting show this is. Testimony Tuesday. We are right here giving our testimony. Well, you know somebody else. Error code 313. This is Detroit 579. Who's calling?
This is Sharla.
Sharla, I believe you ought to testify while you got a chance.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All I can say is God is good, good, good.
Jesus.
So I'm doing great things for me. I'm blessed.
My.
It's something about
my. He's doing great things for you, Shiloh. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Shiloh then broke into her season. Praise the Lamb of God. We just praise God for her. Hallelujah.
Yes.
My goodness. It was so dry at one time. She couldn't make her onion couldn't make her cry. But now.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless
the
God.
Lord is doing exceedingly abundantly more than she can ask or expect. And it's coming in. It's coming in. Every time she opens the door, something else coming in. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he's working it out for her. He's working it out. Charlotte, you don't want to tell us nothing, but he's just good.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. He is
good.
Praise
glory, glory.
Even down to the little things.
Yes, God. Yes,
never
God.
Forget. And what he promised he'll do. Even down to, hey, glory to God.
He's a detailed God, I know that.
And I'd like to have, and he shows up at my door.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He'll show up at your door with the small things, the little things.
Yeah.
He's a God of the Lamb of God. Down to the letter, his word will manifest, people of God.
Yes,
right? If he got
it's
sure your manifestation season, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
For favor on your life. And that's what, you know, I was about to talk to you all about. Praise the Lamb of God as we was going. It's 1 o'clock. Don't forget this, people, as we go into this lesson, little portion here. I want you to know that this is our week of promotion, and you need to win at least 5 people to the show. Praise the Lamb of God across. I need you to expose PSM Live, praise the Lamb, as best you can, on your Facebook pages, Praise the Lamb of God, inboxing, or just making a call to somebody and say, I think you need to listen to this show. I think it'll be a blessing to you. Praise the Lamb of God, what is being taught. and what is being shared and the prayers and the prophecies and things of this nature, because we stay on the cutting edge, praise the Lamb of God, of what God is doing in this season, is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you all again, praise the Lamb of God, the water is coming. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
The water, praise the Lamb of God. That the water is coming, praise the Lamb of God, and it's coming in abundance. I said it's coming in abundance. Hallelujah. In the name that's above every name, Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I ain't playing with you. The water is coming. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Here's another caller. I got to take it. Area code 850. Who's calling?
This your new son, Dad. How you doing?
This is my new son. Hallelujah.
New son.
How you doing there, Apostle?
I'm feeling all right.
That's Andre. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
Apostle, what you got to tell us? We listening.
I do this quick while I'm working, but I just wanted to share the increase from my job when my boss offered again about the regional manager's position in Minnesota, and the increase is more than two times of what I'm making right now. God's just been so faithful.
Lord.
He's been so faithful.
They're going to double your salary, man. They're going to double to triple your salary. Lord Jesus, look at God. Look at God. Now, I want y'all to know this. When we, Prophet Darrell was right there with me too. When we got to their wedding, I told him, I said, y'all messed up. You didn't invite Jesus to the wedding. I told him in front of everybody, you know, Prophet Darrell. I said, you didn't invite Jesus to the wedding. When you act for a prophetic word over your marriage.
Jesus.
Woo! And we start decreeing and declaring what God was going to do. Hallelujah.
But you know,
this man of God walked up to me. He said, Prophet, I don't have a job, but I know I'm supposed to move to Chicago. I said, son, the Lord's going to make a way. You just watch out. Watch what he do. Watch what he do. And look, how long y'all been married? I just want people to hear that. How long you all been married?
Probably about 40 days.
They've been married about 40 days and already about to go into a promised land.
Hallelujah.
From no job to being offered the regional manager's position.
Like
y'all not listening. Y'all not listening. To no job. I ain't going to have a job. Save I ain't fair. And that's what I told you I was going to talk about. This was set up from God. Favor is not fair. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But when God is repositioning you, when God is about to manifest your promise, oh, my goodness. He do a work on you. Praise the Lamb of God.
And you know,
to me right. I know you got to go.
I wanted to say that Pastor Gary challenged us on our giving, in that whatever God puts on our heart to give, you make sure you give it, not a penny more, not a penny less. And I just wanted to testify that a week ago Sunday, what we gave in our offering, in our tithes, we got it back the same day before we left service.
My goodness gracious. Well, that's the kind of God he is.
Yes.
That's the kind of God he is. I walked up to somebody at the sanctuary, and I know they may be online right now, that I felt a release to just give them a piece of chain. I put it in their hand and said, here, I want to give you this. You need to put that in your pocket. I said, don't tell nobody that I gave it to you. Before I left out the sanctuary, somebody walked up and said, I've been holding this for you, and slipped double in my hand. That's how fast it came back.
Amen.
Hello, Lightbug.
Hello,
Lightbug.
Hello.
Woo! The Lord told him also to get that $50, that Jubilee offering last week. And a lot of the saints didn't do that. I just want y'all to know that.
Yeah.
A lot of the saints didn't do it. But those of you that did it, hallelujah. Jubilee means jubilation.
Hallelujah.
He means God's going to give you some joy. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
In your situation and your circumstances.
Yes.
Yeah. He's going to make you shout.
Hallelujah.
Just watch what he do. Watch him do what he do. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of us too stingy. Praise the Lamb. To sow a $50 seed.
Say that about
Jesus. Yeah.
Jesus.
Just watch him do what he do. Just watch him do
what
he do. Hallelujah. And this is what his word. And I'm standing on it. You going to know that I am God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I told some of you all, it don't just mean money.
That's right.
It's healing.
Jesus.
Deliverance.
Yes,
it's whatever is on your heart. Oh, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes,
that's holding you.
God.
Praise the Lamb of God in abundance. That's holding you back. That's crippling you. Hallelujah. God's going to set you free. That's what Jubilee is. Set free. When you've been set free. It's a debt cancellation. Hallelujah. He's going to set you free. Just watch him do it. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God. I love Jesus. I love Jesus today. I love Jesus today. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy, I'm just going to watch God. Watch God do what he said he's going to do. Finish. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I love him today. Praise God. And I got some members that will tell you in a Mississippi minute, praise the Lamb of God. Every time. They throw something into my hand. It come back so quick. Boy, I'm telling you, because it's good soil. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
it's fertile.
God, yes, God.
Soil is fertile. Hallelujah. It's prophetic. And it's got the word of God on top of it. In the ingredients of my soil. Because my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood. Hallelujah. I ain't got nothing but his word. Praise God. I want to get it. I want to get this out. But man, get off this phone and go to work.
I'll talk to y'all later.
Hey, Lamb of God, bless your heart. Thank you for lighting up the show even the more with your testimony. We have testimony of healing today and deliverance. Praise the Lamb of God. Total help be on Margie's husband. And then you come back. Praise the Lamb of God. And they're about to almost triple your salary for the move. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. And man of God, it ain't over yet. There's some more coming to you. I said some more coming.
Yes, it is.
Some more coming.
Yes, it is.
Praise the Lamb of God. You wait till you see this house you're going in, though. Praise God. That's what's going to blow your mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On a wood trim.
Hallelujah.
We got your room. We got your room, bro. We got it for you.
He said he got a room for me. You see y'all. Lord have mercy. You know God is going to give him a pretty house. They got to have a room for me. And can't nobody stay in there but Prophet Darrell. Y'all know he's coming. Now, don't think he ain't coming to visit.
He can't stay there.
No, yes. It's my room, though.
You got a suite.
You ain't going to put Prophet Darrell out now.
No. We got
buddy.
One for him, too.
Uh-oh, they got one for you, Prophet.
And she has one for her mama. Yes, she does.
Boy, this love-hate relationship y'all got is so beautiful. I love it. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, get your Bibles. Get your Bibles. Praise God. I got to sow this word into you right quick. Is y'all going to let me do it? Is y'all going to let me do this? Let me sow this word into you. Praise the Lamb of God. Get your Bibles. Because I got sons and daughters all over the country. Hallelujah. They don't get to hear me. So I have to sow into them, praise the Lamb of God, through the show on Facebook, that another, so they can get their nourishment. Praise the Lamb of God. I want them to get it. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, God. Now, the 18th chapter here of First Samuel. First Samuel, 18th chapter. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Y'all with me?
Amen.
First Samuel, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want to put some word into you. Yes, God. Yeah. Oh, bless your name, Father. First Samuel, the 18th. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm going to start reading at the first verse out of the King James Version. Now, let me set you up first of all. Praise the Lamb of God. This was behind the slaughter of the Philistines. Praise, or the Philistine, however you say it. Praise the Lamb of God. And you know King Saul is in power, and David is a shepherd boy. Praise the Lamb of God. And David comes in as the champion because he takes the head of the giant. Praise the Lamb of God. One of the sons, Enoch, he takes his head, Goliath by name. Hallelujah, which means a colossal one, giant one. Praise the Lamb of God. He takes Goliath's head. Without armor, with none but a slingshot, praise the, and five smooth stones. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Josephus, in Antiquities of the Jews, says that he had five stones because Goliath had four brothers.
Right.
He had for each of them. Just in case one, they ran out after this one was slain. But he had five, or five is the number of favor. Somebody say favor. Praise God. Five is the number of favor. And this unusual favor, praise and grace, and anointing was on little David, praise the Lamb of God, that he could do what a whole army was afraid to do, and let's go out again, praise the Lamb of God, this giant. Now, let me say this to many of you. Whatever looks colossal in your life, praise the Lamb of God, I want you to ask God for favor and grace for it. Because God can cause you to become triumph overnight, praise the Lamb of God. With one swing, God can give you the victory. No matter what the court case, I don't care what it is. If it looks colossal, if it looks too big for you to handle,
mm-hmm.
I want you to God and tell him to give you favor and grace. But tell him, I'm standing, I'm not running from it.
Yes.
I'm facing it. But I'm facing knowing you there with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Because no rock literally should have killed that giant.
Mm-mm.
But God, when David threw the rock, God's spirit carried the rock and landed the rock in the right place with the right pressure at the right time. Hallelujah. And shut his brain down. He might have been laying there in a coma, but David cut his head off.
Yes,
now that killed
did.
Him. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to give you some victories over your giants in this season. I'm talking to somebody today. God is going to give you victory over your giants in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But faith and favor walks hand in hand.
Yes,
you cannot expect God's favor if you're not willing to walk in faith.
Faith
and favor walks hand in hand.
Oh, yes,
they're like
does.
Your left hand and your right hand working together. Two opposites, but identical.
Yes.
Yet they're so different. Right hand and your left hand.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes,
and there's only one obstacle that will stand in between of you and faith and favor, and that's fear.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Every time God get ready to do something great with one of his people, he say, be not afraid.
Be not afraid.
Hallelujah. Be not afraid.
Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God. I am with you. Hallelujah. Be not afraid. I'm your shield and your buckler. Be not afraid. I'm your exceedingly great reward. Be not afraid. It is I walking on the water. Hallelujah. Every time God get ready to do something superimposed, he tell you don't be afraid. You're going to need faith now. If you're going to walk in fear, then, no, watch this now. My favor not going to work for you.
That's right.
Hello, somebody. My favor not going to work for you. My grace not going to work for you if you're going to walk in fear. You got to know your God and know God is with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. I'm going to start reading right now. I just want to set you up for that. 18:1, I'm starting at the first verse. And it came to pass when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. Somebody say favor.
Favor.
Uh-huh. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul, and Saul took him that day and would let him go no more home to his father's house. That means he stayed in the king's palace. Somebody say favor.
Favor.
Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David and his garments, even to his sword and to his bow and to his girdle. Now, Jonathan is the king's son.
Yes.
The prince of Israel.
Yes, Lord.
He just stripped down and put all his royal clothes on the shepherd boy named David. Somebody's favor.
Favor.
See, that looks like favor to me right there. Praise the Lamb of God. That he let you walk around in the royal robe and everything. Praise the Lamb of God.
Right.
Giving you honor. Exalting you. Praise the Lamb of God. Now watch this. And David went out whithersoever Saul sent him and behaved himself wisely.
Yes.
And behaved himself wisely.
Yes.
I mean, he used divine wisdom.
Yes, he did.
Praise the Lamb of God. He recognized, watch this, that he was in a favored position that was not given to him because of the blood that was in his vein.
Yes, Lord.
Because legally, he had no right to be in the palace.
Mm-hmm.
But divine favor was on him.
Yes,
now what you saying to us? I hope some of y'all listening to me. Whoever dropped off, tell them I say I feel sorry. I hope they listen to it later. But I want to tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. That divine favor is on you right now.
Yes.
Y'all listen to me. That is going to put you in positions that you're not supposed to be in.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
God. And Andre is supposed to be in. Andre ain't supposed to be in the position he in right now.
Come on now.
What he just testified about, he's supposed to be in that position. Not in the natural, but favor. The favor of God.
Yeah.
Hello,
thank
somebody.
You. Come on.
Favor of God. Open doors for you. The favor of God open hearts for you.
Yes, it does.
Favor of God turn evil into righteousness for you. It take an evil man's heart, turn it to your favor.
Hallelujah.
He will.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Praise his name.
The position you're in, watch this now. The position you're in, you're not supposed to be there.
Yes, God.
But it's by divine favor. Now watch this. I'm telling you all this because some of you are about to move into another position.
Yes, my God.
Okay, okay. Y'all going to miss it. You're going to miss it. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I hope you got your wisdom cap on. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God is ready to reposition you.
Jesus.
But this is just the question. Are you ready to be repositioned? See, it's one thing to be repositioned. It's another thing to be able to be repositioned. David was repositioned from the pasture to the palace, but look what the Word of God says. He behaved himself wisely.
Wise.
In other words, he repositioned himself.
Jesus.
He didn't act the same way he did out in the pasture.
Right.
That's right.
Are y'all listening to me? He started carrying himself like royalty.
Yes, he did.
He started learning the ways of royalty.
Jesus.
He started observing how to ask questions and answer properly. He started knowing how to deal, praise the Lamb of God, in the courts of royalty.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He behaved himself wisely. He recognized where he was at. He recognized favor was on him. Praise the Lamb of God. Because only God can make somebody love you. Y'all better know this. You can do everything you want to. You can spend all your money. You can do everything you want to for a man, for a woman. You can take them and get their hair done and fingernails and massages and this, that, and another, and take them all over the world to every beautiful island, showing them everything, taking them on cruises, do whatever you want to, and when they get back, they still won't love you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hello, Lord God. And then you can walk up to an ice cream shop, and God touch somebody's heart, and the owner of the shop will love you to death.
Yes, Lord. To life.
Woo!
Keep the word today. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. When the favor is on you. When the favor is on you because the promise is on you. God has spoken over your life already. Praise the Lamb of God.
Lord.
God has spoken over your life, people of God.
Jesus.
Y'all gonna make me preach this thing. I see this.
Preach.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God did it. He has spoken over your life. Praise the Lamb of God. But tell me something. If with this favor on you, are you willing, praise the Lamb of God, to reposition yourself? Now I'm gonna tell you this. Sometimes when you reposition yourself, you gotta redefine yourself.
Yes, my God.
In other words, you got to look in the mirror at your inner person and say some things got to change.
Some things to change, and
depending on where you're going, it may be some outer things that need to change also.
Oh my God! Yes, Lord.
You talking
to me? Come on, talk to me.
Because
you can't look like Hoodie in the royal courts.
No, you can't.
Come on, talk to me. Now, see, this is the problem with a lot of us. We don't want to change.
All right, tell the truth.
Remain the same.
That's right.
When God is demanding you to redefine yourself since you're my child. Since you're my child, are you my child or are you the child of the world?
Jesus.
Why you want to look like the world? Uh-oh. Uh-oh, y'all on the quiet.
Yes, Lord.
Why you want to continue to look like the world when I have called you the royalty?
Yes, Lord.
Royalty stands out when it walks in the world.
Yes, God.
Hello, light bulbs.
Oh, bless your name.
You to a higher place.
Yes.
I called you to a higher place.
My God.
Jesus.
Can you stand in the high place? Because I need you to be a model and example of me.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
So you might have to change some things. Some redefining of yourself might have to take place. Now, watch this now. You got to be careful because the people who were around you before this great favor came on you going to look at you and say, she thinks she's something.
You better tell that.
Amen.
See, so the people who are around you, praise the Lamb of God, when they see you change, they're not going to like you no more.
You in my driveway. Come on now.
Because they can't change.
That's right.
Not because you change that they don't like you. It's because they can't change.
Jesus.
They can't redefine themselves. Hallelujah.
Thank you for your word today, Lord.
You got to be very careful, God, because you got to choose what God has for you over what people want for you.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Now watch this. Yes, David had all these brothers. He didn't send for nail one of them. He didn't send for nail one of them. He said, they don't know how to act in the king's court. I better lead them at the house with daddy until I really get position. Hello, light bulbs.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got to watch what you do, and you got to make wise decisions.
Yes.
You got to use wisdom in your decision making when God is repositioning you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And you have to redefine yourself. You got to look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself who you really are.
That's
and the only way you're going to really do that is declare who God said you are.
Yes, right.
Okay, y'all didn't get that one. I guess I.
Oh, I guess. Well, yes,
I went over your head maybe a little bit.
Yes,
that one might have went over your head a little bit. Praise the Lamb of God. You, whew, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
Boy, some lines lit up now, I tell you that. It's some lines lit up now. God, hallelujah.
Jesus.
You must come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of recognizing that the wisdom of God that's yours, praise the Lamb of God, is able to make you a brand new person if you apply the principles of God's word.
That's
it's
right.
Able to make you something that is unrecognizable by those who once knew you. And they'll be
thank
saying, it's not that she, it's that, what, wait, what, whoa, how did she get, how did she get all of this? I thought she was crazy. I thought he was a failure. I thought they, why is God doing all this for them?
Jesus.
Because they got the recipe together.
That's right.
Hello, light bulb. Praise the Lamb
yes,
of God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. They applied the word of God at the
yes,
right
Lord.
Time in the right place.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
And said, Lord, we're going to do this for you. Praise the Lamb of God. All this jealousies and envy and hatred and everything that's going to come out of you, you got to be able to smile at it. Praise the
yes,
Lamb of
right.
God. You got to be able to smile at it and say, well, you're just going to have
yes,
to keep
Lord.
On hating. Cause where I'm going,
right.
you can't go.
That's okay. right. It ain't going to stop me from going. That's Lord.
But you ain't going to stop me from getting there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Watch this now. Watch this. I want to do too much to you today. We're going to have to do this in some parts this week. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Watch this. Verse 5, and it says, watch this. It says, and David went out whatsoever Saul sent him and behaved himself wildly, right? And Saul set him over the men of war. And he was accepted in the sight of all the people, also in the sight of the king. Hello, light bulbs.
Hello,
God. Dealing with Jonathan, now it didn't shift to Saul. And David went out wheresoever the king sent him and behaved himself wisely. And the king set him over the men of war.
Mm-hmm.
And he was accepted in the sight of all the people and also in the sight of Saul's servants. Now he got favor with the king.
Yes.
He then promoted him to captain of the armies.
Yes.
Hello, light bulb. Just as quick. Just as quick.
Just that quick. Yes.
God can bless you just that quick.
Yes, he can.
He's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now that he's accepted and he's doing things wisely, all the people have accepted him. In other words,
amen.
He got favor now with everybody. The servants of Saul like. God is positioning him for a takeover.
Yes, he
the
is.
The servants like.
Yes.
All the king's servants like David.
All the king's servants. Yes, Lord.
It done shifted.
Yes, Lord. Lord,
it done
shifted.
Shifted.
Yes,
now, watch this. Verse 6 is very important. Verse 6, y'all stay with me now. I'm giving you some good stuff here. Verse 6 is right. Because you can take your popularity, praise the Lamb of God, and the press you're getting and mess that up. Hello,
that's
my
right.
boss. Let me tell
that's
you something.
Right.
When people really start favoring you, sometimes you got to act like it's not even there.
That's right. Amen.
You don't gloat in it, people of God. You act like it's
that's
not
right.
even there.
Jesus.
You act like it's not even there. Praise the Lamb of God. A limousine be there, and you know it's there for you. You just walk up and just act like you're waiting on a little Chevy or something to pull up for you until they say, what you doing standing there? That's the car you riding in. Oh, it is? Oh. You got don't gloat in the favor.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Don't gloat in it. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm talking to somebody today because I'm telling you this now.
Somebody in there?
You're on the periphery of your promises. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And if you pass this next test of redefining yourself, hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Of shedding your old skin. Come on, talk to me here. So your new wine can be poured in. Praise the Lamb of God. So God can give you your best you.
Hallelujah.
Everything that goes with that.
Oh, God.
You're going to be purported into a place you never dreamed you would be.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm talking
thank
to people
you.
Of God. It's our season.
Oh,
y'all, they don't, the prophet, they don't believe it. They don't believe it's their season.
Lord, I believe it. Yes.
Because they're still looking at the slave pits of Egypt. They're still looking at hardships. They're still looking at bills. They're still looking at lack. When it's really a mirage.
Oh,
it's a facade.
Oh, Jesus.
It's the Lord's.
Hallelujah.
If you didn't made it these 7 years
Jesus.
Through this famine, you don't think God's going to take you the rest of the way?
Bless your holy name, God.
What's with your mind?
Jesus.
If you think you made it through this,
oh, glory.
Should none of us be in a house, an apartment, a car, or have a donut with what this economy has thrown at us?
Thank you, Lord.
Hello, light bulbs.
Thank you, Jesus.
But he kept making a way out of no way.
So yes, he did.
Somehow
yes,
the ends
did.
Met when they weren't supposed to meet.
Jesus.
Woo!
Glory. Hallelujah.
He had to chisel arrogance and pride off of us. Praise the Lamb of God. Walk in humility. Praise the Lamb. He had to chisel it off of us. He said, you know, I didn't give you too much. Your head getting too high. I got to bring you down a little bit. I'm going to restore you. I'm going to vindicate you. Praise the Lamb of God. But I want you to be a different person. Because it ain't about you this time. Hallelujah. It's about my glory in your story. Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lamb.
Hallelujah.
It's about my glory in your story. And you're going to have to be able to tell your story. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And nobody want to deal with the truth of their story. That I was jacked and messed up. And God blessed me. This, that, and another. And then he took it all from me because of my arrogance and because of my pride and because of the way I was. But now, hallelujah, he done made me a brand new me. I can see clearly now the rain gone. Hallelujah. The man and the person I'm not no more. Oh, God. Hallelujah. He didn't let sickness come. Be a task to me. To set me down so I would seek his face. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay. Don't nobody want to hear this today. Praise God. Let me finish this sixth verse. And it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, that the women, now this becomes a problem, that the women came out of all the cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet King Saul, with tabrets, with joy. Watch this. With instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands.
Yes, Lord.
And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000, and to me they have ascribed but 1,000. And what can he have more but the kingdom? And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. Now we'll pick up the rest tomorrow. But I want to tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. You got to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
You got to be careful. Because your elevation and your promotion will put you alongside. Yeah.
Oh,
of people
God.
Who don't really want you there.
Hallelujah.
Because they fear that you're their replacement.
Jesus.
They fear you're going to take their place.
Jesus.
They fear. Hallelujah.
Oh.
How much power and prestige they have, they fear they little seat. You want me to tell you why? Because they got it wrong.
Oh, God.
You're in a position of divine promise and divine favor and destiny. You know nobody can move you out of your seat but God.
Hallelujah.
I wish somebody's eyes would open, the ears would pop on this so you can really hear what I'm saying to you individually. When you know that you know that you know that God has done this, then you're not fearing nobody taking your place.
That's right.
Taking nothing from you. Praise the Lamb
That's
of God.
Right.
But when you didn't connive, manipulated, cheated, squandered, and everything else that goes with that in order for you to get what you got, then you better keep looking over your shoulder. Because retribution is coming.
Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Retribution is coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. It's coming. Hallelujah.
And
Saul, look what it said. He eyed David. It's right yeah. there. You better read. Praise the Lamb of God in that night verse.
Lord.
And so I, David, he eyeballed the man. He had his eye on him.
Yes, he did.
From that day forward. In other words, he held him under close scrutiny.
Yes,
he was
did.
Watching him.
With
to see he's orchestrating yes. takeover.
Yes, Jesus.
A rebellion. And sometimes your position demands you, people of God, watch this. When God's favor is on you, to have a no-closed door policy. Leave all the doors open for the people who are in higher ranks so they can see you not doing nothing behind nobody's back.
That's right.
Low light bulbs, I'm going to say this again. Always remember, you work for the people who sign your to employee friends.
That's right.
Y'all didn't get that.
Yeah,
your faithfulness, you're going to see this later on, praise the Lamb of God. Your faithfulness has to be to the people who hold a higher position than you. And not to
Jesus.
Your friends you work with.
That's right.
A lot of us can't get promoted because we lollygag and we're too friendly with our coworkers.
That's right. So true.
Y'all got quiet on that, I see. Yeah. That's why other people get picked for management. Because they come
That's
in,
right.
they do their job, and they leave, and they stay separated. They
uh-huh.
stay separated. And then you look at them and say, always up in the boss face, always, yes, sir, no, sir, I ain't studying that. Then you find out they become your boss.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Tell the truth, apostolic preacher.
Hello, light bulbs. You have to know, praise the Lamb of God, in repositioning and redefining yourself that it's promotion season in your life. Now
yes,
you got to walk like a supervisor.
Mm.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes, Lord.
You can't be hanging around cussing and lollygagging and doing what everybody else doing and coming back from lunch late and punching in late and punching out early and getting other people to punch you out thinking the boss don't know it.
That's right.
Okay. So you can't help everybody.
Amen.
Just can't help
Amen.
Everybody. See, if
Amen.
We would obey the Bible says to us that have positions and jobs, it says, working as unto Christ, that we are to work for our employer as unto Christ. Do you know what that means? That you're supposed to work in a way that it please God, not please
yes,
your,
Lord.
Not please nobody else but God. And if you did that, you would be your best you every day.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You would be your best you on your best behavior every day.
Okay.
All my children, and I think I've said this before, when they get on jobs, they move into management quick because I've taught them these principles. All of them. Angel, all of them. They get a job. Got a job at the bookstore. She was the manager.
Praise
Timothy
God.
Got a job on the servicing. He became the manager. Joey got a job in the security company. He the manager now.
Yes, Lord.
That's what happened to my children. Because I taught them principles to work by. You do this, they're going to look
Amen.
At you and say, that's the one right there.
That's right.
And trust what it's all about. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, Saul don't trust David. But David is not his problem. David didn't tell them folk to sing that song.
No, he didn't.
The problem with Saul is he got a deceptive spirit himself.
Yes, yes, yes.
He couldn't obey Samuel. He couldn't obey nobody. Samuel would tell him what the Lord said. He'll go against what God told him to do.
Yes,
it's
he
his
did.
Own deception.
That's right.
To make him feel the way he felt about David. David didn't tell them folk to sing. They was really singing about Saul.
Yes, they were.
But when they gave David credit that added up more than Saul, he became envious.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did.
He became envious. And the Bible said he watched, he eyed David from that day forth. Now,
what
I want to tell you this. I want to tell you this. In closing, I want to tell you this. If favor on you, our eyes on you.
My God, yes it is.
So Twan, make sure you tell your husband that. He may be off now, but make sure you tell Andre.
He listening.
If favor is on him, our eye of envy is on him too.
Yes it is.
Jesus. Y'all better know what I'm, the prophet know what he's talking about. Now,
yes,
I'm trying to bless you in this. I want you to get what God's got for you. But you got to know how to handle envy.
Yes.
Ah, Jesus.
Yes, my God.
You got to know how to handle envy. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I was in a position when I had my first little book, and I was selling it. And another guy had a lot of books and stuff, and he said, man, I want you to come sit at my table, and we're going to sell, we're going to autograph our books together for the people. I said, okay. And the people start books. I'm signing, he's signing, we laughing and talking. Then all of a sudden, this lady walked up with five books and said, I want you to sign these for me, prophet. I looked at the books. I said, oh, these are not my books. They his. You got to get him to sign those. So she stood there, she looked at this, she said, oh, I grabbed the wrong books. She went back and she got five of my books, traded them for five of mine, came back and got them signed. A little while later, somebody came to me and told me I couldn't sell books no more. I said, why not? He said, you want me to tell you the truth? I said, yeah. He said, because he envious of you now. He jealous. He said, you selling more than him, and he don't want you selling no more books.
Mm-mm.
Now, one side of me, the flesh said, pack up, leave, and don't ever come back. But let me tell you what godly wisdom said. Pack your books up and put them in your room. Come back down and sell his books. Y'all didn't hear me, did you?
I'm on it.
I came down and selling his stuff. When he came out in the hall, I had his material in my hand, and people was giving me money. And his people were saying, Shakespeare, he done sold so much stuff, it's crazy. He's selling all your stuff. Hello, light bulbs, because I know how to handle envy.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
You heap coals on envy's head. That's what you do.
That's right. That's right.
Hello, light bulbs.
That's right.
And the God that sees in secret will reward you openly.
Yes, he will.
You ain't got to tear nobody down and talk about them. Just
that's
do
right.
The right thing. I'm trying to help y'all here.
So true.
Hallelujah. Because if favor is on your life, envy is looking at you.
Oh, yes, it is.
Envy is eyeballing you.
Oh, yes, it is.
Woo! Another thing I'm going to tell you,
Lord.
You can't tell everybody everything about when God's blessing
amen,
you.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Here it is. Let me do it for you. I had to ring the bell for you. This one a better bell.
Yes, Lord.
That's it. That's the fight bell right there. That's the fight. I want you to get a fighter's stance in you, praise the Lord, but be wise as a serpent.
Yes.
And harmless as a dove.
Hallelujah.
And ask God for wisdom in all things. Say, I know they don't like me, God. How you want me to handle this? I know they don't like me, but tell me what to do. And he's going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. And I tell you all the time, Prophet Darrell, if he prepare a table for you in their presence, he'll make them your waiter and your waitress.
Come on,
hallelujah.
He'll make one of them your maitre d'.
Yes.
And they'll have you. And they'll serve you with gladness and don't know why.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about favor. When prophetic favor is on you, when God is taking you someplace, you got to be able to ride with God.
That's
you
right.
Got to stay God. You can't become carnal, praise the Lamb of God, and fleshly and evil, because then you're going to break your connection with God.
That's right. Lord, yes, Lord.
Oh, I dropped some on y'all here today. I know it. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious alive. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Let me see. My daughter want to say something here. And I'm going to let her say. Erico 614. Lily.
Good afternoon, Apostle. Good afternoon, PSMI.
Lily, I was in Ohio Sunday.
I just saw that on the page, and I was going to inbox. She was like, oh, you didn't let me know. I had no idea. You were in Dayton.
How you doing, girl?
I'm doing much better now that I called in. I was not having a very good day, and then I called in, and just hearing the word you gave just lifted my spirits.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad to hear that, what I'm here for. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I tell you, if we just understand the principles of God and how God works and what God is doing for us in this season, people of God, hallelujah. It just, you know, we want everything without effort, but some things you have to do also. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And redefining yourself.
Yes,
it's a difficult task for most because we don't want to change. But sometimes
yes,
you got to stop doing things the way you were doing so you can get different results. Hallelujah.
Yes,
can
Lord.
I say it again? You have to stop doing the way you've been doing them. You have to stop doing things the way you've been doing them and do something
that's
else
right.
so you can get different results.
Because
if you keep doing it the same way, you don't get the same result.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hello, Lightbug.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, Jesus.
My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I tell you, people of God, when I watch God and I see how he has worked in my life and things that he has done and things that he's yet going to do, I have to stop. Pause and just look and say, wow, look how God orchestrated this, and I thank God I handled it right. Because if I didn't handle that right, then I would have missed a whole lot that came after that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Learn how to deal with your satanic antagonists and instigators.
Yes,
learn how to deal with them without fighting. Hallelujah. My pastor always taught me to keep your enemy close to you.
You can watch him.
So you can watch him.
That's
keep
right.
him close to you. Don't let him get away.
That's
keep
right.
them close. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We only have a little time here, people of God. those of you who would like to sow a seed into the ministry to help us continue to do what we do, PSMINTL.org, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries.org. Those of you, praise the Lamb of God, who would like to buy some product, that same website, prophetministry.org. Those of you who would like to join, praise the Lamb, be a part of our international ministry. We on a Facebook page, praise the Lamb, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International, and you can join that page and be a part of our daily impartations and things of that nature. Our intercessory team will work so well with. Thank you, intercessors, for praying last night. Pray, y'all know I'm still on that sanctuary time. I'm going to sleep at the wrong, waking up at the wrong, but it's the right times in God. You know? Praise the Lamb. As you can see, I've been with the Lord. Hallelujah. As you can see, my God, hallelujah. And we're going to have some more for you tomorrow. Don't forget that this week is, praise the Lamb of God, advertisement week for this show. And I need your help. I need your help to promote the show. Please copy the web page and all of that and put it on your page. Invite people. Talk to some people and tell them these nuggets of truths they're not going to get, praise the Lamb of God. I don't know nowhere else. I don't know nowhere else that they're giving it out like I'm giving it out. And it don't have a price tag on it. Tell them to come get it in Jesus' name. I love you all. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I love you. I love you. Prophet Darrell.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for being here, man.
Thanks for letting me be here.
Sylvia, thank you for praying. Bertha, thank you. Athelia, all of my sons and daughters, praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you all. Praise the Lamb. I tell you what, I'm going to keep on worshiping God no matter what nobody say or do. Praise the Lamb.
Come on,
let's
man.
Go out with Shada Wilson.
Come on and praise the Lord, everybody. Come on and bless the Lord in this place. Come on and put your hands together. Come on, we want the people.